Do you want to hear something crazy that I learned today?
Yeah.
Apparently, David Harbour is dating, get this, Lily Allen.
Wow, okay. I feel like you couldn't ask for two more random people to be in a relationship.
I mean, the only other randomist that I can equate that to is Channing Tatum and fucking Jessie J.
They're dating?
Yeah, they've been dating for a while.
Wow.
Or at least I think they're still dating. I haven't kept up with that. I just remember when I found out, I was like, huh, interesting. All right, whatever.
Moves on.
Yeah.
Wow, what's with these British pop stars?
The British invasion has begun.
Yeah, I guess so.
Has begun. I make it sound like it just now started, as if the Beatles didn't happen or something.
As if Britain hasn't been a major world power for hundreds of years.
I don't know what Louisiana is.
Louisiana Purchase, anyone? Anyone? Bueller?
Anyway, so this episode, we wanted to talk about Halloween movies. I knew I wanted to.
Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah. The Louisiana Purchase.
Topic.
Oh, that would be fun, but we only do historical horror movies for the Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm. This is the Halloween episode.
Yeah, but we only do historical movies. Yeah, nothing fun, well, only historical movies.
Yeah.
And no, it's all about slavery.
We're talking about like, we talk about the War of 1812.
I honestly couldn't tell you anything about it. I was just looking up some details the other day about World War I.
I know that it took place in 1812.
What, World War I?
No, the War of 1812.
Oh. I was gonna say that was not what happened with World War I. But, apparently, from what I was reading on the old Wikipedia, I guess Germany was at fault? And I'm just like, were they to blame for both world wars?
Yeah.
That's kind of... I didn't realize that they were to blame for both.
I think, like, from what I remember, or from my knowledge in general, like, the whole, like, quote-unquote Nazi thing didn't happen until World War II, but World War I was like a precursor for that. Like, the Nazi Party was around already. They just like Germany is, it's more well known that World War II was like, they were like the villains.
That is so funny. Do you know what? I never really paid attention in history class, and I feel like I needed to preface that for all of our listeners. History was always my worst subject.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my worst subject, but it wasn't one of my best. Also, they happened within, 10 years of each other? I feel like people don't know that either. Like, people don't realize that World War One and World War Two, like...
And by people, do we mean Americans? Because I feel like...
Yeah.
Europeans are probably just like, no, that's common knowledge here. But Americans, yeah, I would believe
that. No, like, obviously it's taught. I just feel like people don't realize that they actually happened very close to one another, maybe 20 years apart, but still, like, not very, like, it would have happened, like, within our lifetimes there would have been two world wars. That's how close together they were.
And instead now we have climate change.
Instead now we have Flump and the gang.
I love that Jane Fonda is getting arrested a lot.
Oh my god, did you see those photos of her and Ted Danson?
I know, that was great.
My parents.
What a hero. What an American treasure.
Literally my parents. Anyway, we...
I'm glad that we found a way to get our history facts in here.
Welcome to the history facts segment of our podcast.
I mean, if we want to segue this into Halloween episodes, I was definitely looking at my Halloween section of yeah. my movies, and I remembered that Sleepy Hollow exists. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is that historical or was that like a fucking fable? I don't remember.
Actually, that's a really good question because I want to say fable, but now that I'm thinking about it, it may have been based on something that actually happened.
Yeah, because, I mean, Sleepy Hollow is an actual place.
Yeah. Oh, remember that show, man?
Oh, you mean that show that was good for, like, 5 minutes and then it got really bad?
It was so good for, like, but the 5 minutes where it was good, it was so good.
I know. But what happened in between the span of it being good that it got really bad?
I think they, didn't they kill the main girl?
Well, they did that at some point, but, you know, I want to say, like, that, I mean, that was just, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. I feel like what happened was it was bad before that. Like, there was an apex where it was, like, really good, and then they went to, like, I think that was, like, the end of a season, and then they came back, and it was just, like, what the fuck, it's not as good anymore. What happened?
Yeah. I think the first season was, like, really good, and then after that, just...
Yeah, it was something like that.
So upsetting, because I know we're here to talk about movies, but I can't help myself talking about television. That show was, like, that was, like, everything that I would have wanted for a show. Like, aesthetic-wise, it was so good.
Oh, true. It had really great aesthetics.
It was, like, it was spooky. It dealt with mysteries. There was a little bit of, like, historical fun stuff. The main character was a woman of color, like, hello, and then she had hot guy, don't remember, was he supposed to be Ichabod Crane?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they had the Headless Horseman.
Yeah. And like it was so good, it was like fucking ghosts, I think there were witches at some point, they like did actual magic, like.
There were witches, there was an evil witch son. Who was angry at the parents.
What a good time.
And the parent, like, there was a devil, like a demon.
Yeah, demons.
Oh, it was like, yeah. They were supposed to stop the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It was so, like, catastrophic. It was like, we literally have to stop the apocalypse. I'm just like, what the fuck?
It went 0 to 60 so fast.
I know, and then her sister being like, I was locked up in a psych ward, and I'm just like, I'm like, okay, I mean, that's the least craziest thing in this whole...
Maybe that's why it got bad so fast, because they just, like...
Had so many balls in the air?
Yeah, yeah. They kind of, like, did it all too fast, and...
I don't know, the witch storyline was very good. Like, the way that they weaved all of... the elements together, especially in the first season, was very good. I will say that. Yeah. Now, I don't know what happened further along the lines, especially since I didn't watch up to the point where they killed the main character. I think her name was Abby. And I'm like, I didn't watch up until that point. I think I only watched, like, the first season. I watched some of season two, maybe. Maybe, like, halfway through it, if not... I may have watched the whole second season, but I definitely didn't continue on after that.
Yeah.
But I can go back and watch it now that it's over.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I should go back and rewatch it.
I mean, we could definitely...
Rip to a real one.
We should definitely do it. It's only 62 episodes. That's, like, nothing for us.
Wow, that's a lot more than I thought it had, though.
Oh, it's because the second season is 18... The second and third season are 18 episodes. But the first and the fourth are 13.
Okay.
I think, I mean, yeah, I think she dies in, like, season three or something. She has to, like, die in season three. Yeah. That has to be what happens, because, I mean, when it came back for season four, it was like, well, that's a wrap, everybody.
Well, we're done here.
Better pack up those... Whatever you can get from the crafting table.
Damn it. Take your wigs home, everybody.
I definitely would. It's just like, can I keep this wig? They're like, they're asking that you don't. It's like, well, I am. I'm just gonna tell you now.
Oh, I definitely would keep some wigs. Side note, I wore a wig cap for the first time the other night, mm-hmm. going to a Halloween party. And my friend from work had to tell me how to put it on. So I was like, oh, don't you just pin your hair up? And she was like, are you kidding me? I was like, no, you just, like, put it up in a bun. She was like, no.
Well,
it was more complicated than I thought.
Well, I never wear a wig cap either.
Well, you have short hair.
Yeah, but I do have, like, hair.
Yeah, but you have short hair.
Whatever.
Like, I couldn't, like, maybe when I had my shorter hair, like, I could just, like, push it up. But I couldn't just, like, you know, I'm visually demonstrating what I would do. But, you know, of course, forgetting that this is an audio media.
Is it not exactly what we're talking about?
Anyway, I'm feeling not my hair a YouTube.
Is this not a YouTube?
This is our YouTube channel. Hi, guys. Welcome. I think this is a good look for me. I look like a Yu-Gi-Oh character.
You do look like a Yu-Gi-Oh character right now.
It's me, the protagonist. Season 7.
I love that for us. I love that we look like anime. Main. We look like we would be part of the ensemble cast of an anime.
Of a mid-2000s anime. No, we look like background villains. We're, like, part of the villain posse. Not really.
When we popped up on the scene, we seemed like big trouble, but then quickly found out we're nobody.
We're both wearing leather jackets.
Leather is in this year?
Anyway, so, Sleepy Hollow...
with Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci. Mm-hmm. I think there were some other people in it. Miranda Richardson, whoever that is. Michael Gambon. I don't know who that is. There's a lot of old white dudes. Oh, Christopher Walken. That's who else was in it.
No, Michael Gambon plays Dumbledore.
Does Dumbledore. He? Or he did. Was he the first one or the...
No, he was the second one.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. I don't know.
Oh my god. Christopher Lee is also in this movie.
Who's Christopher Lee? Oh, that guy.
He's been in so much. Star Wars.
Oh, true.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
He was in Star Wars. He was. Okay.
He was in the prequels, which we should absolutely talk about the prequels.
I don't want to go on. I will go on record and say that I'm one of those people who loves the prequels, but, you know. I also don't want to go on record at the same time of saying that. I don't know.
I will 1,000% go on record and say that I love them. I love them. They're terrible, and I love them.
Yeah, I do hate Jar Jar Binks, though.
Oh, whoever thought of that character should have been fucking executed, like, old school style firing squad.
Wow, some serious wordage there. Anyway, so
that's all I have to say about that.
I really don't remember much about Sleepy Hollow. I was actually just looking at it the other day. I was looking at it earlier and saying, like, oh, I should rewatch it because I haven't watched it in a while, and I don't remember what the story really was. But, you know, Johnny Depp is in it, and I guess Christina Ricci is his love interest. I really don't, like...
Yeah, I was also trying to remember. I was like, wait, was it sort of a romance, or was it more like...
I think he was, like, a quirky scientist or something. I think that's what he was supposed to be. A quirky scientist, and he, like, was rescuing her, and it was kind of like one of those things where it's just like, oh, you rescued me! We should be, like, Oh, thank you for rescuing me. You're my hero.
I feel like she was so young in that movie. Right? Like, wasn't she... I know Christina Ricci, like, looks young, just in general, like, looks really, really young.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was so young in that movie.
I want to say she probably was. She just seemed like she was, but again, I don't really remember the movie all that much.
You know what's another saying, Christina Ricci movie?
Wait, what?
I said, you know what's another great Christina Ricci movie? Kind of,
Casper?
Well, yeah, there's Casper. I was going to say Penelope.
Oh, I do like that one. I mean, that one's not really... Honestly, I wouldn't say that's a Halloween movie. That would be definitely... Weirdly enough, that feels like a Thanksgiving movie.
No, I was gonna say it's like a fall movie. It's not like a Halloween movie.
Oh yeah,
like
that's what I was saying. It kind of reminds me of Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
because I think of pumpkins and stuff. I don't know why.
That's okay, but that's Halloween. I feel like there's spooky Halloween, there's like scary Halloween, and then there's like quirky Halloween. You know?
Yeah.
I myself am a quirky Halloween person, but neither here nor there.
I like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
A fresh...
I just don't like horror that much.
I like, well, I don't know. I like supernatural horror specifically, which is probably why I like Sleepy Hollow, because I remember there was like a supernatural element to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But speaking of Johnny Depp, another classic that he was in was Sweeney Todd, which my best friend and I, for some reason, were obsessed with that movie and, like, fully, like, memorized one of the songs and would perform it for family members.
We perform it on stage for money.
But I feel like that was like a... Wasn't that a Tim Burton joint?
Yes, I do believe that was.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter in a movie, it's probably a Tim Burton joint.
I think any Tim Burton movie could probably count as a Halloween movie.
True. I mean, I haven't seen the newest Dumbo, but I'm sure. Wait, did that come out already? Huh?
Why would you want to?
I mean... I don't, but that is another Tim Burton movie.
I haven't, and I don't.
I'm pretty sure that did come out like a while ago. When did that come out? Jesus.
I wasn't aware it came out.
I remember seeing, oh, it was this year. Fuck. This has been a long year, bruh.
It sure has. It sure has.
It was March of this year.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
How did this happen? Why did we let this happen?
It's crazy, actually.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, damn it. I was going to say, it looks like it might be a flop, but it wasn't. So the budget was 170 mil. It only got, opening weekend, it got like, I'm going to round up and just say 46 mil. Somewhere around like that.
Was actually, it live action?
Yeah.
Oh.
The gross of the domestic didn't even break the budget. I mean, the worldwide gross did. It, like, made money overseas, I guess. I don't get that. I never understand how do we make this money? Like, let me see what happened with the Aladdin movie. I'm also curious about that one. It was in one of the things that, like, associated, so I'm just curious. Oh my god. The worldwide gross is ridiculous. How did it make $1 billion?
Well, because, you know, people like American movies. They just go and see American movies just because they're American.
You know what? That is so weird.
Yeah.
That is so weird that other countries are just like, yeah, I love this movie. And then we're just like, that's garbage here.
I'll never forget one of our teachers back in college from film school was like, entertainment is America's biggest export. And I was like, yo, you're fucking right.
Wild. Wild, yeah. I say. Wild.
Right. And she was right. But yeah, you know what's an underrated Tim Burton movie? Because I feel like everybody always talks about Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a classic. It's a good one. It's a feel-good romp for the whole family.
Are you gonna say Corpse Bride?
Yeah, Corpse Bride.
Honestly, do you know what's really funny is I feel like we kind of talked about that last year.
Last year? You know I have no memory of any episodes we've done. We record them and then they just go right out of my head.
Back into the ether. I want to say that we did.
I don't think so, but, you know, you can fact check me on that. Yeah, Corpse Bride is good. It's like the, I don't know. Younger brother of Nightmare Before Christmas.
I would say that. That's what I was like looking for a good way to like categorize that. Does Frankenweenie like round out that trilogy, I guess? Because like he was kind of doing a stop motion thingy for a little bit.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I feel like there was another one and I can't remember it.
I don't think I want to say there was like a short or something, but not like an actual one.
Yeah, and then he just moved on to doing all live action.
Yeah. Let's see. Frankenweenie. How do I even spell that?
Frank, like Frank.
Okay, yeah, that was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that was the Into Paranorman. No.
I don't think he did.
He didn't.
I've never seen Paranorman, and it's been recommended to me several times.
I enjoy that one. That's another good Halloween one. It's a good Halloween fun time for the family. Do you know the one that I've never seen? Monster House.
Monster House. I've never seen that either.
They used to, like, play it on, I feel like they used to play it on Cartoon Network for, like, a hot minute a lot. But, you know, this movie, Monster House.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never seen it, and I kind of want to watch it now. Watch us do another Halloween episode next week. It's like of all the movies we were just talking about on this episode that we haven't seen.
Then we go and watch them and come back.
So look, we're doing a Halloween episode part two.
I mean, that would be very on brand.
It kind of would. And you know what? We love that.
This is our genre. While I was looking for Sleepy Hollow, I came across Sleepaway Camp, also popped up on IMDb, and I was like, oh yes, Sleepaway Camp, that is a great one.
Oh boy. That was...
And if you've never seen it, highly, highly recommend.
Honestly, I remember us kind of sitting down to watch it, and I remember starting it. And, like, kind of paying attention to the first 5 minutes, and then nothing else. I remember absolutely nothing else past that point.
I think it was one of the movies that I made everybody watch in our fraternity. So it was, like, one of those group settings.
Yeah.
It's a classic. It really is.
I feel like I'm gonna have to go back and watch it one day, but...
You should. You really should. It's totally in the vein of, what was that movie we watched at your house that time? It was like Massacre at...
Oh my god, that fucking gay movie that I can't remember the name of because it's stupid long.
Yeah, it's like Massacre at Boy Island or something like
that. Or Massacre at like Hell Island or something like that. What was funny was like, the funniest part of that movie was that at the very beginning there was that whole thing with those... people singing that parlor song at that talent show or some bullshit like that. And they, like, apparently were spirits that got trapped there. And then they tricked those other people into, like, performing for them. And then that's how the other people got trapped there. I was like, you know what? That's actually, like, kind of really funny. Like, a very funny concept that... And that was just... A footnote like, in the movie.
Yeah, that sounds like something that would happen in anime, I feel like.
It really does. But the funniest part is that's just a footnote in the movie because in the movie is really about somebody, like, a massacre that keeps happening on this island. Like, people keep getting killed.
Yeah, that one's a time But yeah, Sleepaway Camp is very much in the vein of that, where it's like a terrible slasher film. But it's also insanely confusing when they get to, like, the conclusion of everything. You're like, wait, what? Who? And why? that was one I definitely recommend if you haven't seen. It's also got some of the funniest deaths I've ever seen.
I love a good horror comedy.
Comical murder.
Honestly, I love horror comedy movies. There aren't very many of them, and I wish there were more. And yeah, obviously someone would probably say something like, then write one. But you know what? They're hard to write. I just want someone else who's funny and likes horror to do them.
Stuff is hard, and I want other people to do it, not me.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I just want someone else to do that.
I agree. I think there should be definitely more horror comedy. I'm going to bring up Jennifer's Body again.
Ugh, I love Jennifer's Body.
Because classic.
Love it. Love it, love yeah. it, love it.
What was the other one I definitely remember watching with you and our other friend. Was it a comedy? Maybe it was. Trick or Treat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that one is, okay, that one's kind of a horror comedy, but I wouldn't technically
classify. It's definitely more horror.
Yeah.
Not, yeah.
Than comical. There's just comedic elements.
Yeah.
And that's just Michael Dougherty. Because, I mean, even Drag Me to Hell is, like, it's scary. It's like a horror movie, but there are, like, comedic elements. Because there's, like, literally a scene in that movie where, like, a goat gets possessed or something. I remember I bought it because I bought that movie because I hadn't seen it. And then I borrowed it from a friend of ours and watched it. And I was like, oh my God. And then I saw that at a thrift store and I was like, must buy. Because that was just too much of a comical thing. And so I was like, I never watched it because I thought it was like a weird, scary movie or something. Or like back then, I think it was like when I didn't like horror movies.
Yeah. But
now, I'm like, this is just hilarious.
No, I remember Trick or Treat being very good. That's, like, one of the, only horror movies that I've, like, watched and, like, really enjoyed.
Oh, you didn't enjoy It Follows?
I was gonna say, except for It Follows. Because It Follows is also really good. Not a comedy in any sense. Not funny. Sex is not funny, kids. That's what the thesis statement of that movie.
What do you mean? Sex is hilarious.
I just love that the whole premise of that movie is that kids are just going around, well, teens are going around fucking each other to try to get rid of this, like, ominous spirit. Following them. They're like, I guess I'm just gonna have sex with somebody, get rid of it. It's so funny when you think about it from, like, the perspective of the other characters who aren't, like, the main girl. Like, that guy that she hooks up with who gives it to her or whatever. He's just like, I'm sorry, I had to. It's just so funny.
The funniest part about it is it feels like an, like, it's obviously, like, a metaphor, but yeah, it feels like it's a metaphor for, like, HIV or something like that. But at the same time, they have that whole scene where, like, it's an actual, like, they do have several scenes where it's an actual physical spirit that will harm you.
Yeah. No,
it's not a metaphorical thing. It's like, no, the bitch will come and snatch you up.
Yeah. The reason I really like the horror in that one, because the threat feels very real, but they never, like, there's only a few times where the spirit is, like, almost there, is, like, almost gonna get them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, it's not like an evil entity who just, like, goes around killing people, like, you know, a classic horror. It's this very, like, ominous, looming threat that I feel like it's just, like, constant anxiety the whole time of, like, it's gonna get me!
Yeah, that beach scene really was, honestly, it was kind of hilarious the first time, but it was also kind of scary. pulled her hair up.
Yeah, comes up behind her and pulls, yeah. Oh, man, I definitely, So, the reason I don't watch horror a lot is because I'm a big fucking scaredy cat. And I remember the night after we all watched that movie, I definitely had, like, a very brief moment of sleep paralysis where I woke up. And that spirit, or whatever it's called, the sex spirit, was, like, standing in the doorway of my room. But specifically, it was the one where it was, like, the really tall man, like, uh-huh. wearing, like, a white t-shirt. I think that was the most terrifying to me.
Honestly, it really was. It was. That shit scared the shit. Like, when she was in her house and saw it, and oh, my God.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, boy.
And I think that was the one that was standing on the roof, too.
No, that was a different one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Oh, my God.
I had sleep paralysis about that.
The one where it was that guy's mom, and it, like, broke into his room.
Yeah.
It was just, like, banging on the door.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Remember it broke into the house? It, like, threw it. Throws a brick through the window and it breaks into your house. It's a burglar spirit.
Hey, what's up? Just thought we could talk.
Just gonna fucking kill you, but I'm gonna break into your house first.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Love that. What else is on your list?
It's a good one. Well, I was gonna say the other horror movie I actually do really enjoy, like actual horror classified as horror, is Cabin in the Woods.
Ugh, love that movie. I really
do. Because I am a sucker for, like, genre takedowns and, you know, meta sort of stuff. So that's a good one. That's a classic.
I agree. Yeah. It's a great one.
But other than that, I'm not big into horror. So the rest of my list is a little bit more like fun Halloween stuff. Like,
oh, family friendly stuff? Are we going PG?
Yeah, like quirky, like I said, quirky.
I'm quirky. I'm Miss Frizzle.
Cranky. Well, the first one I wrote down was Practical Magic.
I do love that movie, though.
Because who the fuck didn't want to live in that movie when they were a kid?
I know I did.
Yeah. Everything about that movie is amazing and perfect. It's like the ideal world I would like to live in. Like, you've got your old spinster aunts, you've got a giant fucking lake house, or was it a lake, right?
It was a lake house.
You know, you've got classic murdering of shitty men.
Weren't they in, like, New England or something?
Yeah, it was definitely New England. I mean, come on.
I mean, you've got Nicole Kidman, you've got Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
Was there anyone else in that movie of note?
Stockard Channing is the one of the aunts. Rizzo from Grease.
Yeah, but I'm just like, was that in the very beginning, or was it like flashbacks or something? Because I feel like it was just them on their own for like an extended period of time in that movie.
No, the aunts are in it a good amount. Because
Sandra Bullock... Maybe I don't remember that movie.
Sandra Bullock lives with... I watched it a few years ago. So from my memory, so the aunts are shown in the beginning, of course, because when they're kids. But then Sandra Bullock still lives there when they're adults. Nicole Kidman is the one who goes off and is, like, doing stuff. But then she comes back, and that's when they kill the guy.
And then that's when they kill.
The best part. But yeah, no, she still lives in the house as an adult. So the aunts are in it. They're not, like, you know, as prominent of characters as Nicole Kidman and Miss Sandy Bullock, but...
Sandy Bullock.
Sandy Bullock. So, that...
Yeah, I really don't remember... I'm realizing I don't remember that movie as well as I thought I did. I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it.
It totally holds up. It totally does. And it's, like... It's funny because it's not, like... Like, I feel like when, like, Hocus Pocus and, like, Halloween Town are, like... They're good, they're classics, but they're kids' movies. You know?
Yeah.
Practical Magic is actually not like a... It's, you know, it's not like super... It's not horror. It's not like, you know, super risque or anything. but it's definitely not like a kids movie.
Yeah, it's wacky hijinks.
Yeah, it's a good time.
And murdering men.
Yeah.
Wacky hijinks with murdering a man. It's fun. Who doesn't love a good time?
Literally, what else do you need in life? What else do you possibly need?
What was that other movie Nicole Kidman was in where she, like, was... It's like a horror movie, but she had, like... She was in a house, and she always closed every... Like, she always would close the door whenever she would leave a room. And she had, like, two kids. Oh, The Others. That's what it's called.
The Others.
Yeah, it's a That would be I would consider that a Halloween movie.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah, that one's from... 2001. It's PG-13, so it's not scary. But it's a horror mystery thriller.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the twist is fun. I mean, I don't really want to spoil the twist for anyone else who hasn't seen it, but the twist in the movie is fun. I'll say that. Is this an M. Night Shyamalan movie? Because that would make sense. No, it's not.
Shyamalan?
It's
no, it's not.
Alejandro Amenabar.
What was that?
I don't know why movie? I said it that way, but it's whatever. What'd you say?
What was that other one that she was in, too, that was, like, Stepford Wives.
Oh, yeah, that was around the same time, because Stepford Wives, I think, was, like, 2002, 2003, something like that.
Yeah, that was also kind of, like, not a thriller, but, like, kind of a suspense.
Oh, I was a little off. It was actually 2004.
Mm.
It's a comedy horror sci-fi thriller. I kind of want to rewatch that.
Okay, I don't remember it being a comedy.
That's what the IMDb says.
Sure.
I mean, Bette Midler's in it, so it has to be a comedy, right?
Oh, okay, there you go.
And Glenn Close and Christopher Walken.
Really?
What the fuck? Yes. Also, Faith Hill and Matthew Broderick.
What a cast.
I know. What an interesting cast. Oh my god, there's so many movies I forgot that exist. The Cable Guy. Sorry, I'm in an IMDb hole where you're just, like, clicking on associated things.
Worse than a Wikipedia hole.
Honestly, it really is. Because I can do this for, like, hours. It's like, next thing I'll know, I'll be like, oh, shit, I've been doing... Like, I'll have been watching something and not understand anything that's happening on the episode anymore. I'll be like, when did they die?
So, apparently, The Stepford Wives is a remake.
Yeah, it is.
A 1975 movie, so...
I've never seen the old movie, though.
That's really cool. You should watch that.
What, the old one? Like, the original?
Yeah, it looks so 70s. Oh, I love it.
I know, but the interesting... What I would... Oh, my God, the hair already. The hair in these photos. Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
I know. So, I'm wondering what this movie would be like. Is it also a comedy? No, it says horror, mystery, sci-fi, thriller. No comedy, though.
Interesting.
Maybe we should do a compare and contrast.
We should. You know what happened with the remake is they got Bette Midler and they were like, do a comedy, quick, write some comedic lines.
We gotta keep her in the movie.
She's in, but only if it's a comedy.
You know what? I like that idea. Okay, so we're gonna watch the two Stepford Wives and compare and contrast. I mean, the remake has a 5.3, but the original has a 6.9.
It
so
has a 5.3.
Yeah. I mean, that's quite a difference in rating, so...
That is, yeah.
I'm interested to know. I'm wondering, like, what's the amount of people who've rated it? So, the amount of people who've rated it, it's almost 15,000. It's, like, 14,900.
Yeah.
And the remake... Oh, a lot more people have seen that one, so, you know, the rating on that one is, like, 57.3K.
Yeah.
So, that's... Anyway, I'd say, like, at least from the... ratio of the people who've seen it, it weighs more favorably that the original was better.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see once we watch
both. We'll find out.
So tune in for that episode.
I just love, there's like a screen cap from the remake where Matthew Broderick and Nicole Kidman are standing next to each other, and she's so much taller than him.
Oh yeah, he's like a midge.
She's like comedically taller than him. Look at this photo.
It's ridiculous.
Loves it.
I love Lord of the Rings.
So yeah, what's next on your list?
So you know what movie I was actually thinking of watching on Halloween this year?
Yeah.
just for funsies, I was thinking of watching Rocky Horror.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I'm also remembering that I agreed to, this is so stupid. I'm remembering I agreed to work for my friend on Halloween, which her shift is later than mine. Mm. And I'm just like, well, fuck. Because I still have to go to my shift on Friday, which is like early in the morning.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I know, I'm a dummy. Why did I make a friend?
Question we all ask ourselves.
Why must I make friends?
I actually took Halloween off, not really on purpose, but then I was like talking to my coworker and I was like, I should have told our bosses because I was a Wiccan and just run with that. Just to see what happened.
I'm a witch. Today is my holy day. I must go away.
This is the holy day of Samhain. I must leave.
No, you don't understand.
But yeah, Rocky Horror is, that's a classic. That is a Halloween classic. I can't believe that's not, I forgot that on my list. I forgot a lot on my list, though, I feel like, so.
It's just a fun, honestly, it's a fun time. Every time I watch it, I'm like, what a fun time. And do you know how many times I've tried to watch Shock Treatment thinking that I'm going to enjoy it? Yeah, it does. But every time I try and watch Shock Treatment, I really am just like, I am not feeling this.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but it's the general consensus that I've heard.
It's funny because I feel like every time I try and watch it, I get a little bit further into the movie because the first time I tried to watch it, I got through, like, the first 10 minutes, and the last time I watched, I got through the first, like, 20 to 25.
You're just gonna keep watching it in increments?
And then...
How many years before you finally see the whole movie?
Hopefully by my 60s, I've seen the whole movie.
I finally watched Shock Treatment, everyone!
I fucking hate it!
I hated every second of it. But I watched it!
I'll still be doing this podcast, but we'll do an episode on it.
I sure hope so. We're gonna have a reunion episode just for when you watch Shock Treatment. Have you ever been to a live screening of Rocky Horror?
I actually have. It was
where they like throw stuff.
Yes, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
I honestly want to kind of go back to one just to experience it. But it reminds me, I actually have a book. I bought a book that has all of the, like, little thingies that you say during the whole thing.
Oh, like all the little prompts and stuff?
Yes.
That's awesome. I want to go to a performance of it. I've never been to, like, one of the live shows.
I mean, it's fun. Like, if you've never been, they have, like, a whole thing where they, like, mark you and they're like, you're a virgin. And
yeah, like, I've been to the screenings where you, like, throw stuff and stuff, but I've never been to the, like, show, like, a show of one.
Oh, like an actual presentation show of one?
Yeah, like, you know, they did the stage plays.
Oh, yeah, I've never actually seen a stage play version of it. I would love to see one, though.
Yeah.
Like an off-Broadway version.
An off-off-Broadway version.
I'd love to see it.
I would like to see it. Yeah, that would be fun. I feel like I would have to go to, like, a well-respected one.
You know, we briefly talked about it, but I do kind of want to talk about how much I love Casper, the movie Casper. Like, when I was a kid, I loved that movie.
Really?
Yeah. Which is interesting. So that really feeds into, like, the way I am now. It's like, I was always into the spook.
You think? Casper shaped your personality? Is that where you're...
I don't think it shaped my personality, but it definitely fed into my interests as a child.
Yeah, that was a classic.
They were like, we're doing this for the kids out there that are weird.
Doing this for you, you fucking weirdos. We know you all want to find a ghost in your house.
We all know that you want to befriend the ghost in your house. It's like, you know what? Yeah. And then he'll slow dance with me.
We all dreamed of slow dancing with our dead housemate.
Can you imagine?
Let's be real. It's still the ideal relationship.
It's like years later. It's like the opposite of a Supernatural episode, honestly. Because in a Supernatural episode, that would not be a fun experience. You're all like, oh, yes, I'm, like, hanging out with my ghost and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, my ghost is terrorizing me. It threw my baby out the window. Do you know what other movie I loved? Casper Meets Wendy with Hilary fucking Duff.
Yep.
I love that movie.
Yep.
That was some, like, made-for-TV bullshit.
But it was so good.
It really was.
Remember when those kind of movies were just, like, it? Like, that was it.
Yeah. They used to be actually decent. I don't know about what they do now. I haven't watched any, like, made-for-TV bullshit. Like, especially PG stuff for kids.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's not for us anymore.
Yeah. Rip. Maybe we should do a reprisal episode of, like, what are the kids up to, and we'll watch something like that.
We'll actually have to watch them this time instead of just you reading me descriptions.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia and me saying that's not real.
Or I don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't trust like that.
Do you know what I really should have done for my Halloween costume this year?
Yeah.
JoJo Siwa. I definitely should have did it.
Oh, you definitely should have done that. Because you should just put a little bow in your hair and worn a fucking gymnastics outfit. Called it a day.
Oh my god. I know what my costume is going to be next year. It's going to be, like, I mean, I'm putting it out there. So at least now that I've said it, I'll have it recorded someplace and I'll remember it. Because, mm-hmm. You know, I always come up really good with really good ideas and never follow through because I fucking forget about them.
Yep.
But this one, going as JoJo Siwa, but I wanted to do a twist on it, that way it can be fun. Like, JoJo, the anime, JoJo Siwa.
Yep.
I'll just be one of the JoJos. Which one? I'll figure it out.
What if you're JoJo from the other pop star JoJo?
But no one would get that. That's not funny. That's like when
generation.
That's like when you go on a Drag Race and they're just like, so how are you going to make that funny?
No, I'm saying combine that with JoJo the anime.
Yeah, but that's less funny. Because I feel like JoJo Siwa, you can distinctively pick her out. Like, JoJo, I would have to explain that.
I didn't even know who that was until you explained it to me, so.
I know, but apparently a lot of people know. Like, I watched a compilation the other day, or, like, last week, with some friends of ours of, like, Dance Moms fights, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I know her from Dance Moms. I'm just like, what the fuck? How do so many of you know Dance Moms?
Everybody just knows Dance Moms, I guess. I am out of the times.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's where that girl Maddie Ziegler is from, like, Sia's little, her person who dances.
Mm.
But on the whole, it just feels very weird. People are just like, oh yeah, Maddie from Dance Moms? I'm like, okay, it's not like common knowledge.
Honestly, the only person I know from Dance Moms is the mom.
Oh, you mean the, like, fucking instructor lady?
Is she the instructor?
Yeah, the one who's always just, like, yelling.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's the instructor.
Yeah, that's the only person I know from Dance Moms, and it's only because of memes.
Exactly. I love the one where she's in the chair and she just drives away.
Yes. That whole fucking video.
Oh, I have it saved on my phone. I love it.
So good. Such a mood.
Where are you going? I think I'm going to go to Baskin Robbins. I'm like, okay.
Oh, it's such a mood. I love it so much.
God love it.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the next thing on my list, which is Labyrinth, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, Dance Magic Dance.
And I would definitely count. Oh, thank you for sending me the video.
You're welcome.
For posterity.
I used to have Labyrinth on DVD somewhere around here, but I honestly could not tell you where it is right now.
I'm shocked that I don't, and I think it was because my best friend owned it, and so I would just watch it with her. And then I think at one point it was on Netflix, wasn't it?
Yeah, I may have given it away. I remember I liked it, but I didn't, like, love it as much as I thought I was going to, because I watched it as I was older a little bit, And I feel like if I would have watched it younger, it would have had the same type of weight that Dark Crystal has, where I remember it from a nostalgic point of view, where I'm like, it was creepy and interesting as a kid. But, you know, as an adult, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I never saw Dark Crystal.
Well, I can tell you, I had Catherine watch it, and she definitely also responded in a way where she was just like, that was strange. And I'm like, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
And that was like a movie for kids in the 80s. It's just as weird as Little Monsters, where you're just like, okay, but weird?
To be fair, 80s movies for kids are just a little bit out there.
Yeah, they were working with practicals.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate, actually.
Oh, I love... That's part of the reason I love Labyrinth so much, is the practical effects.
I know. What's weird is that they did that that thing where they had David Bowie upside down. I'm like, how did they do that?
Oh, he just does that.
You just... That's just him.
That's just what he did. He just started walking on the ceiling, and they were like, perfect, film it.
Film it! That's my favorite part!
Quick, get him! Before he flies away.
Is there anything else on your list that you wanted to mention as we wrap up our spooktacular episode?
What else is on my list? I have Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost.
Oh, we definitely talked about that one last year.
I have Beetlejuice.
Yes, I definitely feel like we talked about that one too. Love that.
I don't remember talking about any of these.
I swear we've definitely talked about them.
And I also have Over the Garden Wall, which I know is not technically a movie, but I'm counting it.
Girl, I distinctively feel like we said the same thing about this last year.
Okay, well, shut up.
I'm having a, like, not a deja vu moment, but a twinge. You're like,
I'm gonna go back in, figure out... Maybe we've just talked about, I know we've definitely talked about, like, some of these before, but I don't know that we fully did another episode. And then, what was the other one? Oh, The Craft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, we talked about that one before, definitely.
Yes, I'm sure we've talked about all these before. like I said, this is our brand. Like, this is our...
Our repeat offender brand.
Yeah. I don't know that we did this. I'm looking through our episodes right now in case anyone was
wondering. Grace just wants to fact check me.
I do, because I don't think we did that. No, we didn't. We definitely did not. We didn't. I'm right. We have not done a full Halloween episode. You know what we did do was an episode on the Supernatural.
Oh, okay. Well,
And maybe that's what you're thinking of. Remember that? That's when we had to go see The Boss in Hell. And we talked about Supernatural.
Yes.
Yep.
I do remember that.
Yep.
Well.
But I'm sure we've talked about all of these things before, because... Yeah, I know I've talked about Over the Garden Wall multiple times. It's one of my favorite shows of all time, so.
And that's fair. You know what? That's fair.
I watch it every year. I watch it in October at some point. I have not watched it yet this October. I'm going to probably try to force a couple people to come over and watch it with me this year.
I have
an apartment this year, and I can do that.
True. I was going to say, you have until Thanksgiving.
It's such a Halloween show to me, though.
Okay.
It takes place on Halloween.
That's fair. Oh, do you know what we still are? Well, what I wanted to watch? I wanted to watch Infinity Train.
Oh, yes. I've also been wanting to watch that.
We should give that a gander and also come back to that. Oh, we have two whole new episodes for you guys to look forward to. That Stepford Wives thing and Infinity Train.
Of course, they're hinged on watching new things, which, as we all know, sometimes I can be not so good at that.
Yeah, I mean, fair. I can also be the same. But I did watch, I did finish watching all of The Politician earlier. And I think that you would enjoy it, just because it reminds me a lot of the movie Election.
Okay. I was thinking about giving it a try, and then I was like, Ryan Murphy.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I think I would want to suggest this to Grace, but I don't know if she would actually watch it because it's a Ryan Murphy joint.
Oh, I just hate him so much. And, like, does he know what a person of color is? I don't think he does. And I hate, whatever. I have a lot to say about Ryan Murphy.
There is a gender non-binary person of color in this series.
Well, that's cool. The other day I was over my friend's house. I said something about Ryan Murphy being homophobic. And they were like, what are you talking about? Like, first of all, he's gay. And he created Glee. And I was like, yeah. I was like, Glee is like the number one reason he's homophobic. They were like, what are you talking about? I was like, guys, are you fucking serious right now? But like, these are people who like dutifully watch American Horror Story like every season. So I was like, I'm talking to the wrong crowd here.
Oh, you really are, because I fell off this season. My friend texted, our mutual friend texted me the other day. Yeah. And asked if I had been watching this season. I was like, I fell off 2 episodes ago because I was mad that the episode I was watching, I'm like, why did you do the reveal that way? Like, if you would have just switched the order of the scenes, it would have made more sense. I don't understand why you did that. Like, yeah. I was so upset because that didn't make sense.
Isn't this season like 80s camp sort of a thing?
Yeah, but apparently like I heard that... Camp. Yeah, I heard that apparently they flash forward kind of like how they did with Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, switch it up in that regard. But I'm like, do I even care enough to, like, go watch those 2 episodes that I missed to figure out what they're talking about? I mean, it is only 2 episodes, so I could do that, but...
Yeah.
We'll see what happens after I get off work tomorrow. I mean, I did watch all of The Politician, and I'm probably gonna finish BoJack tonight, so...
Oh, yeah. I watched all of BoJack today.
I haven't finished yet. I'm only 3 episodes away from finishing.
I had off today, and I was like, this morning I was like, oh, I'll watch this while I'm eating my breakfast. And then it was like 6 hours later.
Whoops. And I
watched the whole thing.
Well, anyway, so I don't know what our next episode's going to be, but it'll be something.
It's a surprise.
Isn't it always?
It's Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2!
Oh, well, that one's far-fetched. I feel like that one's gonna come after we actually watch You're the Worst.
Yep.
Or maybe before, who knows? Maybe we'll surprise ourselves.
Who knows, yeah. Oh, You're the Worst. Which they still have not fucking put on Hulu.
You know what?
I'm about to get back on Twitter and tweet at some people and be like, excuse me, I have a podcast and I cannot do this episode.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one reason.
Hello. I am writing to inform you.
You are the sole reasoning I have not done this episode. I love that. Love that lie. So anyway, tune in for the next episode, whatever it is. As always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Ooh, bye.